As promised, right now, we are joined by the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske, 2018 NASCAR Series champ, 2015 Daytona 500 winner. He's got a couple of wins this season. He has reached the NASCAR playoffs 6 of the last 7 years. Today, he appears courtesy of Panini America. My guest is Joey Logano. Joey, it's great to have you back. Before we get into racing and everything else, last month you and your wife welcomed your second son, Jameson Jet Logano, into the world. How is he doing and what's life like with two kids now?
It has changed the game for sure. I appreciate you asking. It's been fun and challenging all at the same time as any newborn is. But he's been, I don't know if it's because we've done it again and it's our second time through that we're a little bit more comfortable on what's going on. And he's done pretty good at night. He's one pit stop a night, I say. He wakes up once and we do a little gas and go and a quick change and he's back to bed. So we got a good system going.
I like it. Good to hear it. All right. So it's been a really unusual spring in the sense that there was the suspension of the sport due to the global pandemic. You and your foundation were doing a lot to help out. And then in the middle of all that, your son was born. I mean, it's not just the new child. What's it been like to juggle all of this at the same time?
It's hard, but it's been enjoyable. And you know, I think, you know, I've heard a lot of interesting quotes, but one that stuck to me through this whole thing is that don't let a crisis go to waste. And, you know, meaning that there's obviously a crisis going on with COVID, but, you know, there's also a huge opportunity ahead of us to touch people's lives. And you know, whether that's in a business standpoint or also in a charitable aspect, there's been a huge, you know, initiative to try to, you know, help people through this time because this has touched everybody, you know, whether you are someone that has dealt with the disease or the virus itself, with COVID-19 or you haven't, it's affect your life one way or another, right? Whether it's your job or whatever it may be. And, you know, all of us united and being together is most important right now. And obviously that's a challenge, when you look at our world, but I think if you can control your own heart and be able to, you know, help each other where you can, lend a helping hand where it matters the most, that's been the biggest thing that I've learned throughout all this and been able to be a part of. So I've really enjoyed that and taking that opportunity.
We're talking to Joey Logano. And then in and around all this, you do return to the track. In fact, you're coming off a race at Miami where you had some early contact on pit row. How much did that impact the overall race for you?
Apparently a lot. It didn't go very well at all after that. So that contact, you know, our cars are so sensitive. You know, when you're going that fast, any little, you know, dent, ding on the car really can throw off, you know, the aero performance of the car, whether it's adding drag or the downforce, which I think was the biggest thing this weekend for us, is that just shifted the downforce. We couldn't get the balance right and had just an off race. So the good news is we're racing a lot right now. So you're able to move on to the next racetrack pretty quickly and continue to keep going on. So that's the biggest thing for me is that, you know, you're going to have bad races. You're going to have, you know, up and down days. It's all about, you know, keeping your head in the right spot and knowing that we can do it and that we've had a lot of success this year and been up front with a lot of chances to win and getting a couple wins already. So we're still in a great spot, and we'll head down to Talladega this weekend.
See, that's the thing. You are racing a lot. I'm curious what that's like. For instance, the sport returned with that run of 5 cup races in 2 weeks. What was that experience like, and what was it like going from not racing at all to cramming that much racing into such a short period of time?
It was challenging. It was very challenging, you know, from a physical standpoint, a mental standpoint. You know, we didn't have any practice. You know, we went from, you know, sitting outside of the race car for 2 months to fire away right off the bat into the first corner at 200 miles an hour with 40 other crazy people doing the same thing.
Right.
Without any practice. You know, there's a big challenge. And not to mention we're doing this in the, you know, the heat of the summer where our race cars are so hot and your body doesn't have much time to recover from one race to the next. So the drivers that continued to stay in shape throughout, you know, when everyone was quarantined and not racing, and everyone that continued to make themselves better are reaping the benefits right now on the racetrack because our bodies are going through a lot, whether it's, you know, like I said, the heat, mentally draining, or, you know, if you get in a crash, obviously the better shape you're in, the better you can recover from, you know, the soreness that goes along with that. So definitely there's a lot of new challenges. It's a different world than we used to live in, you know, from at least from the racing standpoint and probably everyone's standpoint. It's very different, but it's been, you know, kind of fun, and you kind of get used to the new normal in a way.
Joey Logano joining us once again. So, Joey, last week NASCAR announced that it was going to ban the Confederate flag from all races, events, and properties. What was your reaction to that announcement?
Yeah, I think my main reaction is we want everyone to feel welcomed at the racetrack. You know, the racetrack shouldn't be a place that someone doesn't feel comfortable to go to because of the color of their skin. You know, that's what we can control, right? And there's obviously so many different things going on in our world right now. But if you look at our NASCAR world, what can we put our hands on? What can we touch? And I think the biggest thing is that we want people to want to come to the racetrack and don't feel like they can't go to the racetrack because of the color of their skin and they're feeling judged or uncomfortable. It's a race. It's the NASCAR race. We all should love it. You know, everybody loves cars in one way or another. You know, and there's so many different types of forms of motorsports. And, we want at NASCAR, at least everybody to feel welcomed and enjoy, you know, the show that we're able to put on.
Joey Logano is my guest. You know, to that point about everybody loving cars, Joey, earlier this month you released a new episode of Carography with Joey Logano. It features you driving your 53 International Rat Rod Mad Max contraption. For those who have not seen this, how would you describe that rig?
Oh, that's hard to explain. It's exactly what you said. It looks like something out of the movie Mad Max, and it's just the old International truck that basically has a bulldozer on the front of the thing. It's just it's a mess. It's a contraption of some sort. But I absolutely love cars. That's where I've kind of started from and kind of got me into NASCAR racing was the love of cars. And so we started the Carography pieces and been putting them on my social channels at Joey Logano and on YouTube as well. And that's been a fun thing to do. And so now we're adding fans into it as well, as sending their rides and talk about theirs. Because the story is, to me, almost kind of the most fun part to hear is why people love their car, whether it's, you know, a family that handed down or something they've worked on or, you know, whatever it may be. They're always very unique stories and fun to hear.
All right, so having said that, what about you? Is there a dream car that maybe you're looking to get, something you're trying to track down? Or is your approach more along the lines of you see a car, you like it, you buy it, you get to work on it?
It's usually more like that. It's usually something unique or something I want to work on or a project. And I got this new ramp truck from Rutledge Wood, who's someone that's been in our sport for a long time. And that's going to be my project here moving up. It's going to take a long time. It's an old Ford ramp truck, which is cool and something unique. And I think that's kind of my – if you look at these Carography pieces, my cars at least are the very weird and unique ones. But that's what I enjoy. I enjoy driving something that's outside of the box and different than the next guy's got.
I mean, Joey, quickly, it would seem to me that given that cars are what you do for work, it would be completely understandable for you if you wanted to do anything in your free time that did not involve cars, much less restoring and collecting them as a hobby. How do you explain that love of cars, and when did that start?
I think immediately as a kid. You know, your first car is always a Hot Wheels, right? And that's kind of, you know, what it was for me. And I loved it. I played with them all the time. I got a go-kart from Santa Claus, and dude, that was the end of me. That's all I wanted to do when I got home from school was to drive. And my father had an old Chevy coupe, and I remember going to church or going to get ice cream in it, and there's so many memories that were made in that car. And I think, you know, for those reasons, I look at cars as more of a, you know, in a way, is a family piece and something that, you know, you have those memories with your parents and your, you know, for me, my sister and your siblings or whatever. You know, it's just kind of, like I said, those stories to me is always neat. And that's what, you know, to me now as a race car driver, and I look at the sponsors that have surrounded me, you know, Pennzoil and all these automotive brands, the Auto Trader and stuff, it all just fits right in, which is just kind of ironic how it's worked out that way.
That is cool. Now, you're working with Panini America, and you are their racing trading card ambassador. Take your time. Lay that out for me. What's involved in it?
Yeah, so, you know, Panini trading cards, and we go back to, you know, my beginnings of what made me love racing. One of them was trading cards, right? And something that you get as a kid, and you know, you start collecting. And you learn about the sport, you learn the details about the driver or the type of car or the different paint schemes, and you find your favorite driver, you know, and trading cards have been that for me. And as I've grown up, and And now, you know, as an athlete, and you know, you see other you know, people that really, you know, are passionate about trading cards and bring them to autograph sessions to sign, or you know, you look at the uniqueness of what Panini has been able to put into these trading cards with the, obviously the detail they put into it, or the uniqueness with, you know, sheet metal from the car, or, you know, race suits that they've cut up to put into it, or, you know, personalized autographs. It's all these things that are very, you know, unique and put Panini America ahead of everybody in the trading card industry. So something I'm super proud to be a part of. And it's fun as, you know, my oldest little guy, he's 2.5 now, so he's just now starting to get into it and learning about, well, what driver drives which car, and starting to collect these cards as well. So it's cool to see how it's generational. You know, it's kind of the cards be handed down and kind of, you know, move ahead. And it's just it's a really cool industry to be a part of.
Joey Logano, our guest, the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske. Of course, he won the series championship in 2018, won the Daytona 500 in 2015. Joey, it's great to have you back. Thanks for the visit. Have a great day. I know we'll do it again soon.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you soon.
You got it, Joey. Thank you. Joey Logano. Well, NASCAR just stepping up like they always do, right, Alvy?